Well, how many mums here received a card or a gift or some flowers this morning? Hands up. Nearly everybody. Good. Well done. Thank you. And how many had breakfast in bed? Yeah? And how many... It's good that most of the children are out. How many are a little bit pleased that your children have grown up so you don't have to have breakfast in bed? Yeah. I have to admit, it's one of the things I dreaded, is everything being spilt all over the duvet. But anyway, so this is what we tend to do. And maybe if your children have grown up a bit and they don't live with you at home any longer, you might be expecting a phone call later on today. My son got in last night, he phoned last night just to make sure that he didn't forget. So yeah, we tend to, we receive things from our kids on Mothering Sunday, don't we? Now, I took an assembly in school this week, and I asked the children, what were they planning to do to make their mums or their dads or whoever's at home with them feel appreciated on Mothering Sunday? And there was a wonderful range of answers. You'd be amazed what they came up with. I hope you received all that they said they were going to do for you. But I especially liked the answer that came back about what she always did was to make something nice. She always made a card or a gift because she felt that was really special. I like that. Now, some of you, those of you whose children go to Creative Stories, you'll recognise that. That's what we made last week. When I became a mum, my life was totally changed. It was changed upside down. And my days became filled with the needs of a small person who depended on me totally, which I found a bit scary at first, but it became an adventure as I discovered all the joys and challenges of motherhood, including a level of tiredness that I'd never knew existed, even when I was a junior doctor. I mean, those of you who are mums particularly, but probably dads as well, you know that tiredness you get? It just demands there all the time, day and night. But one of the precious things I discovered about being a parent is the experience of love, that special sort of nurturing love that grows within you for your child, a love that keeps giving and forgiving and is always looking out for what will help them to flourish. And this love is often reflected in the way that our children relate to each other. If they have a sibling or maybe some of their friends, you can see when small children particularly, they've got that lovely, loving and giving nature, even when it involves sharing something that the other one really wanted to have. And these are my children when they were little doing just that. Aren't they sweet? Yeah. They're sweet now, but in a different sort of way. So some of us aren't mums, of course, and we may have liked to have been, but it just never happened. And some of us no longer have mums around. And for some of us, Mothering Sunday can be quite a difficult day for various reasons. But we are here this morning celebrating mums. The Bible reading we heard earlier is chosen for Mothering Sunday. So let's take a look at it now. This all took place about 900 years before Jesus. So it's a long time ago when traditions were different. And the reading starts with a happy outcome that Hannah is going to have a baby. She conceives, she has a baby. But prior to that, she didn't have any children. And actually, she was really unhappy because she lived in a household where there were lots of children. She longed to have her own, but she didn't have any. Now, Hannah was a woman of faith, and she made a promise. She prayed to God, she made a promise that if God answered her prayer for a son, that she would give him back to God to serve him. And her prayer was answered, and Samuel was born, and Hannah kept her word. She nurtured him as a mother and kept him until the age of about 3. The reading says when he was weaned. Well, in those days, it took them a bit longer to wean children. So about 3, that's about the age of my son in that picture. And then she generously handed him over to the priest so that he could be nurtured in faith and learn how to serve God. In time, Samuel became a really great man of God and a leader of his people. Now, I can't imagine what it must have been like giving him up. I mean, those of us who've had children, you know, when they're three, they still need their mums and their dads. And traditions are different nowadays. But for her, that was what she'd promised to do, and that was, and he was looked after in the temple, the equivalent of the church, and he learnt how to serve God. She must have loved Samuel dearly, but she was faithful. And as she handed him over, she said to the priest, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him, so now I give him to the Lord." She accepted that her child was a gift from God, an answer to prayer. And actually, the word Samuel means God heard, that means an answer to prayer. And I think she sensed that he was given to be a blessing to other people as well as her. Hannah was faithful to her promise, and God was faithful to her. And after today's story, as we read on, we discover that she had three more sons and two daughters, so she still had family at home when Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord in the temple. Now, thankfully, God doesn't ask us to do that nowadays. He doesn't ask us to do what Hannah did. It is an unusual story. It doesn't also mean that if we can't have children, we pray, it just happens. It's just not like that. But Hannah's story illustrates some of the good qualities for being a mum, which I think are helpful for us. Firstly, she trusted God's faithfulness, and she was faithful. She made sure that her son was in a place where he would be nurtured in faith and would learn how to worship God. And that's something that we can do for our own children and for the children in our community here. We can do it in our homes and in the church and in all that we do here. It's great to have the school orchestra here this morning, because enabling children to take part in worship is really important. And we love it when children are happy, when they're confident in church, when they're waving the flags, when they're singing, they're doing the Bible reading. We love them to take part in these things in our youth events, because they're in a place where Christian faith can grow. Hannah was prayerful. It was natural for her to turn to God at her time of need. And this is something that all parents can do for their children. Pray for them every day. I pray for my children every day. They're in their early 20s now. I still pray for them. And I'm sure that one of the reasons I'm standing here as a person of Christian faith is because my grandma prayed for me every day of her life that I was around. She lived till she was 97. And she told me, and I believe this, she prayed for me every day, and my brother. And we're both Christians, and I'm sure it's because of her prayers. Prayer works. And Hannah was loving. And this is surely one of the most important qualities of being a good mum, as well as being a Christian. Children really flourish. Actually, all of us flourish, don't we, when we live with loving relationships, when we know we are loved and affirmed. So being faithful to God, being prayerful and loving, these are all really good qualities to aspire to, whether or not we are mums or dads. Let's pray for all the mums we know in our community, especially those that don't have their own mum to help nurture them and support them in their mothering. And let's ask God to help us to be more faithful, prayerful, and loving. Amen.